Zach, this is Rick trading on Cheryl Cook. S-H-E-R-Y-L. S-H-E-R-Y-L. Cheryl. Cook, C-O-O-K. Date of birth is 1/17/1958. Date of visit 2/16/26. Please make a copy for Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E. Jennifer Rake. Rake, R as in Robert, R-A-K-E. P-A-C. Jennifer Rake, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Cheryl Cook for evaluation. Next, has present illness. This is a 68-year-old lady who has had episodes of bronchitis requiring antibiotic therapy. Also has been treated for multiple attacks of sinusitis. The patient has been on several antibiotic courses over the past 2 to 3 years. And she also has been on allergy shots in the past. The patient states that she went to the Mayo Clinic 4 years ago and was treated for sinusitis and had extensive investigations done. But these reports are not available at this time. Presently, she coughs up thick whitish mucus, and she has had no fevers or chills, and she denies any night sweats or recent weight loss. The next paragraph, the past history, the patient's past history has included history of multiple shoulder surgeries on the right shoulder for rotator cuff tear. And she had a reverse right shoulder replacement. The patient also had a bilateral mastectomy, also had bilateral mastectomy for breast cancer done in August of 2015. And she's been diagnosed to have fibromyalgia. She denies hypertension or diabetes. She does have hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, cat dander, Cymbalta, gabapentin, latex. Next paragraph, habits the patient denies smoking, alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of sepsis. Mother died of dementia and had multiple allergies and asthmatic symptoms. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient denies recent weight loss. She has some fatigue. Just cataract, no glaucoma. She has no, she has urinary frequency and no flank pain and no hay fever. She has cough with sputum, shortness of breath, and wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, no black stools, or constipation. She has no anxiety or depression. She has no jaw pain, chest or arm pain or palpitations. She has no easy bruising. She does have joint pain, some muscle stiffness. And she has no headaches, seizures, memory loss, or blackouts. Next paragraph, medalist. Withdrawal. I'm sorry. Next program medalist is azelastine fluticasone nasal spray. Two sprays in each nostril daily. Oxybutynin 5 milligrams daily. And rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Tramadol, I'm sorry, Timolol eye drops. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no clubbing, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 128/70. Pulse is 96, respiration 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 148, saturation 97. Itchy interior nomospheric pupils reactive. Thing is, my throat is injected. He has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions bilaterally. Heart, the arthrums are irregular, so S2. No murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, benign, no masses. No organomegaly, the bile sounds active. Extremities. Edema 1 plus, decreased peripheral process. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor lesion. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next impression, number 1. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis with reactive airways. Number 2 is a history of breast cancer, serious post mastectomy. Number 3. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. Number 5 is history of breast cancer. Serious post mastectomy. And number 8 is chronic sinusitis. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC, IgE level and eosinophil count. Sputum culture and gram stain. She will use albuterol inhaler 2 plus QID PRN. Follow-up visit we arranged for approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jennifer Rake, R-A-K-E, P-A-C. I'm sorry, not P-A. Yeah, P-A-C. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.